Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how to manage and run your business, specifically that paperwork. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and a book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week, I would love to know, do you have a business? If so, what type of business it is? How long you've been running your business? How long has your business been in existence? I would love to know. But I want to start with just a few little facts. Now, these statistics are from 2016. And at that time, there were 25 million Americans who were starting or already running their own business. The number one reason why businesses fail is there's no market for it. So you may think it's a great idea. Maybe your friends and families do, but it's definitely not a market for the business. 60% of people who start small businesses are between the ages of 40 and 60. So you're never too old. There are 582 million entrepreneurs in the world. 22.5% of small businesses fail within the first year. And studies show that a lot of middle-aged men are a little bit more successful in starting their business. So the reason I wanted to have this short but hopefully informative segment is that I found out from two different sources that small businesses are hindered from getting funding due to disorganization. So right now, I want you to gather all your documents, your insurance certificates, your EINs, your licenses, your bank statements, your business plans. That's what I want you to do. I want you to gather all that stuff. Then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to begin to separate. You got your current, which is 2 years. So whatever this year is, and maybe last year, or if you're at the end of the year, the current year, and maybe prepare some files for the next year. So those are your current, and then everything else is your archive. And then, of course, you definitely want to, and this is the physical files, but you also want to do the same thing with your digital files. And we want to create some digital files as well, because that's important too. So first thing is gather all the documents. The second thing is divide, separate current from archive, like our tax documents as archive. Once you do that, then begin to like create folders for those documents. You're going to have insurance. You're going to have your EIN. You're going to have license certificates. You may have physical copies of bank statements, tax records. Of course, you may have client files. So begin to create those in a list, but also take that list and create folders on your computer. Then you want to begin to look at the documents and figure out what do you need to scan? Like, you know, first of all, can you download bank statements so you don't have to get a physical copy anymore? Can you scan all your important documents and put them in a folder so when you're going for funding, maybe, you know, you have to, when you go for proposals, submissions, etc., you can just pull those documents immediately and you don't have to worry about finding them. But I would, from all the different things that have gone on through this year and all of you who have applied for different funding and different grants, is to keep those documents in a specific folder. So you want to do that. So then once you do that, then you want to scan documents, whatever. They would be your digital file. You have your physical file. And make sure when you put your things in your physical file, everything is clearly labeled. So you have your finance. You have any important documents. You have your client files. You may have different types of resource information as well. So that is like it. I mean, yes, that's going to take you time. But again, gather all those documents. Make a list. And that list becomes your file folders for your physical files, but also your digital file folders. And then begin to scan those you want in your digital file and take the physical copy and file away. Because what that will do is that will allow you, the next time you go for funding, it will allow you to pull your documents immediately and not go through the frustration of not having the information and not getting funding. So that is in regards to that piece, that physical files. It's a lot more to it, but that's usually the general thing is I come in and that's how I organize things. The next thing is your time. Let's talk about your time. And it was so interesting how a friend shared with me, she said, boy, Janet, you really, truly respect your time. And that's because if someone, and this is on a personal level, if someone approaches me and says, Janet, I want to do a Zoom coffee hour with you, or I want to have a social distancing lunch, I basically let them know the times that I am available that work for me. Because I look at my schedule and I'm like, okay, I've got to do some prep for this webinar. I've got to work on my social media calendar. This is when I can actually do it. And I think we need to begin to think of our time like that. And then there's times when, you know, I got to get laundry done. I got to do grocery shop. Can we talk either before or after? And that makes you take more control of your time, your life, reduce less stress, but also have balance. So in regards to your time, make sure that you at least once a week sit down and plan your coming week, both personal and professional. Do that. I do that. I have a meeting with myself. I look at my calendar. I pull out my planner, my notebook, and I schedule all the tasks realistically on days that I can do them. Now, there's days when I've got a doctor's appointment and I know afterwards I may not feel up to doing certain things. So I'll make sure I plan my day accordingly so that I don't have anything immediately I have to do or any other appointments. Or there's times when I know I've got to go to the post office because I've got to mail some documents off. I schedule that in as well. Or I may have to do a pickup at Staples. But making sure you put all of that in your calendar. Don't try to keep everything in your head. I use a notebook, but you can use a tablet. You can use your device to list your task. And don't be so hard on yourself if you can't get everything done. Because things happen that you have to handle and manage immediately. So don't worry about that. And also, as a small business, making sure that you plan your social media. A lot of people look at me and they say, Jan, how do you do it? It's a plan. Once a month, I plan my entire calendar. And then from there, I schedule it in one of the platforms that allow me to schedule it. So it's like set it and forget it. So I don't have to worry about each day trying to figure out what I need to post. It's already done. And of course, not only can you use calendars to keep track of your time, but also, you know, use those big post-its, use colored paper to keep track of all the things you do. So there's about 4 or 5 tasks I like to accomplish every month. I have to definitely do, of course, this podcast, produce and host a podcast. I have to do my social media calendar. I have to do my blog. I like to do a speaking engagement, and I like to write an article. So those are the things that I like to do. And what I do is I have a huge post-it, and every month I have those same 5 things listed. So near the beginning of the month, I know I need to schedule those into my calendar. But it also keeps me on track of the things that are important for me in my business. So maybe there are things you need to do for your business. Maybe you want to send out birthday cards for all of your clients every month. Maybe you want to send out anniversary cards. Maybe there, because of seasonal things, there's certain things you need to do during the seasons. And you need to keep track of that. Because sometimes when we get bogged down in the day-to-day things, you know, those little things can slip. So that's what you can do. And as I'm doing this, I may actually do a webinar about this and I'll keep you posted. So those are just some things I want you as a business owner to really think about how to manage your business and run it. One, get those documents organized. Two, manage your time. Better manage your time. So now I'm just going to go quickly to my tailor's tip time. One, use only one calendar. There's no reason for you to have a business calendar and a personal calendar. You need to combine them. And you need to, two, list all the personal and professional activities on one calendar. Three, color code. You know, all clients are green because that's money. All yellow is personal because that's me. Review every night what your day is going to be like the next day, because maybe some things have happened during your day, your current day, and you need to do some shifting. So at least you'll start preparing what you need to shift. And it's always good just to review it in the morning as well. And make sure you have fun. I mean, I know I'm talking about planning and organizing and getting things in order and your business, but also make sure you have fun in your calendar and schedule it. Schedule Zoom coffee hours, schedule social distance lunches and picnics, schedule all of those things out so you can have a balance in your life. Well, for those of you who may be ready to live an organized life, I have virtual sessions, just in case you didn't know. And if you've been working on getting organized, and especially now because we're going indoors, those of us on the East Coast, and you need someone to guide you from start to finish by providing you with the details needed to clear the clutter and get organized, then let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual sessions. Go to my contact page, schedule a free 15-minute session. And I also reduce the cost of my virtual sessions with 30 and 60 minutes, because sometimes you just probably need somebody to just go through a strategy session with you on how to get things started. So check out my website. And of course, if you are a small business and you feel overwhelmed by social media, you've been procrastinating starting your own podcast, and you're just feeling overwhelmed with all the ideas you have for your business, you know, if your answer is yes, then let me help you. Recently, I helped someone who had a dream of having these 30-minute virtual art sessions, and she started. It was just a matter of an hour or two, just us strategizing on how she can get started. She had the idea. She just needed to kind of know step by step, and I help clients with that as well. So I can help you start a podcast, manage and grow your social media, create profitable partnerships with companies that complement what you offer, and so much more. So go to my website, click the link in the show page on Strategize and Organize. Of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media and for your likes, your retweets, and your sharing. Please continue to follow. And of course, also check out my Pinterest page, and I've got boards on goals, all about time, how to organize your workspace. So check those out as well. Well, today is Toss It Tuesday. And my Toss It Tuesday's tip for this week is, let's declutter the office. We're in the last quarter of the year. Let's not go into 2021 with all the stuff. You know, we've all been through some stuff in 2020. So let's get in that office and let's get rid of everything we do not need to take into the new year. My app suggestion for this week, of course, is Dropbox. Dropbox. It's wonderful because it allows you to have a virtual system, a filing system, but it also allows you to give access to specific documents to specific team members. So check that out. My product suggestion for this week is a mobile filing cabinet, and it's mobile because it is on wheels. So it's a lot easier to maneuver, especially if you are in a space where you're thinking, you know what, I need to make some changes. I need a new look to my workspace. You know, begin to start the year off with a new office. And of course, my repurpose suggestion is to check out my Pinterest board for the office on how you can repurpose items and use them in your office. My book selection for this week is Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, a month-by-month guide to a business that works. It's Melinda Emerson. Again, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, a month-by-month guide to a business that works. Melinda Emerson. Excellent. And if you don't, you need to Google her, and you probably need to follow her. We all need to follow Melinda. Excellent resource. My quote for the week is, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. That is all it is. You know, people look at me and they're like, Janet, you've been, you know, I produced over 500 episodes of this podcast, but it was because, you know, small efforts. So I hope this episode encourages you and empowers you to better manage and run your business. And I want to thank you so much for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And please visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.